the Tanan learned like this. Hamavir teinim b'chatzeroi, somebody again moves around, or teinim figs in his own chotzer, liktsois in order to dry them out. In other words, right now the figs are not finished. It's wet figs. You want to first use them when they're dried out. So it's lenigma malachtoi. The locher is bonovu b'nei beisoi oichle mehmarai. His children's, the family are allowed to eat from these figs now. An arai, a snack you're allowed to take. Optur min amaiser. And the pot of him giving off meiser if you're only eating a snack. Yeah, so this is the halacha that lenigma malachto and you're allowed to eat a snack. The Tonya Lo learned on this, Rabbi Yaakov Mechayev, Rabbi Yaakov says nothing doing this Mechayev. In other words, since the fruits are in your chotzer, Rabbi Yaakov holds that a chotzer is kevas latrumas and meiseris, even on Paris lenigma malachto. So that's what Rabbi Yechon is saying. You should know we don't pass like Rabbi Yaakov. We pass to know that even though the figs came into your chotzer, but since they're not in its final stage yet, you want to dry them out yet, you're allowed to eat from them arai, but even without taking off trumas and maizes. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda pointed. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda also holds your part to know that chotzer is not kevas if the peris was lo nigra malachton. By the truma, what was Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush about truma? Lafukim in the Rebbe Lezer. Here, in other words, even though before we said we don't want to say lafukim in the Rebbe Lezer, but here there's nobody else that says this din, so we have to say it's lafukim in the Rebbe Lezer. The Tanan we learned. Peiros sheh tormon archla nigra malachton. If you have these figs that are not dried out yet, and you went ahead and took off truma, you took off truma gederla 1/50. Is Rabbi Lezer oyselechem emarai? Rabbi Lezer says, since you took off truma gederla, from now on you're not allowed to eat from these fruits, even on a snack, unless you finish taking off the maizeis. Vechacholim matirim. The chacholim say, no, it's mutter. So Ravin is telling us, like from Rabbi Yechanan, that we pass like the chacholim and not like Rabbi Lezer, that even though you took off truma, still you're allowed to continue eating before you took off the rest of the maizeris, since it's ashlanigma malachton. You're allowed to finish eating in achilas arai. Nekach, what's the chiddush of nekach of a sale? If you buy it, the kritnan we learned like this. Halakeach teinim yamoritz. If somebody buys teinim, somebody buys these figs, often amoritz. Bimokim in a place, shirayv bnei yodim dorsin. That most of the people eat the figs when they're first dried out. They don't eat them right now when they're wet. So the kits of the figs is called loy nigra malachton. Is alocha oichem em arai. You're allowed to eat from it, but it's a snack. Oichem em arai, a snack you can eat from it. O maizrin demai. But later when you want to eat an achilas akva, you know you have to take off trumas and maizrin of demai. So you see clearly, even though you bought these fruits, still you're allowed to eat from it an achilas arai. Shema mina tlas. Of near we hear three different halachas. Shema mina, first of all we hear that nekach ain't a kvas. That even though you bought it off an amoritz, still you're allowed to continue eating it on achilas arai. Ela bedavish nigra malachton. Only if it was nigra malachton, the fruits were finished stage, then you're not allowed to eat if you bought it. All right, turn over. Again, yishma mina tlas. And here we hear three chedushim. Shma mina nekach ena tevas. Ela bedavish nigra malachton. That a nekach, that we say if you buy fruit, it's called a kvas, you can't eat from it. It's only if the fruits are in its final stage already. But if the fruits, like here, these figs, were not finished, you still want to try them out yet, even though you bought them, you're allowed to eat from it on Achilas Arai. O Shmamina Roivam Yoritz Meisunheim. Also, we see from here that is a din of Demai. When you buy Paris off an Amoros, you have to take off Meisuris, it's not like a Vadechiv. It's only called Demai, means it's a Chumra Bialma Midrabonin. Because really, Roivam Yoritz do take off Meisuris. So really it should be potter. That's why it's called Lashon of Demai. It's only a Chumra Bialma that we have to do it. Ushma Min, another Chiddush is, Maitzvin Demai Miyamoritz Afilu B'davash Enigma Malachtoi. That even though you bought these fruits off the Yamoritz before it was in its finished process, still when you go to the Achilas Kva, you have to first take off the Trumas of Maitzvus. In other words, even though the fruits are Enigma Malachton, still we say, you have to take off demai. Maizrim demai is me'amoritz afilu b'davash enigma malachtoi. So I'm not sure what the chiddush is. One way you can learn the chiddush is that it's still only called demai. That maybe since lo enigma malachtoi, like for sure they didn't take off maizrus yet. We say no, still you have to take off demai. Still it's only called demai. Or else maybe since it's lo enigma malachtoi yet, maybe about mediraisis there's no chiv trumas maizrus. So melo mediraboni you shouldn't have to do it. Kamashvon yes, even though it's only chiv mediraboni, still you have to take off trumas maizrus. Now the Gemara says, that's what we say if you buy it, you potter, that's lafuke mihod the Tanan, not like we just learned. The Tanan we learned like this, ha machlev peresim chaveroi. This is like you're exchanging a pound of apples for a pound of pears. So Rashi said this called Haina Mekka, that's called you're buying it. That Zeh Le'echov Zeh Le'echov, both places they're finished. It's in its final stage, you want to eat it. Zeh Liktzeh Zeh Liktzeh, or else each one of them is not in its final stage yet. I want to sell you, I'm giving you a pound of figs that I want to dry out yet. And you give me back a pound of grapes that I want to squeeze out yet to get the wine. So both of them are not finished yet. Now, or else Zeh Le'echov Zeh Liktzeh, one is finished, one is not finished yet. Chayiv. You have to take off Trumas and Isis. Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, Lecho Chayiv. If you're buying fruits that are already finished already, then Taka is a Chayiv Trumas and Isis. Avalik Tzais Potter, if you buy them, you buy Paris that Lo Nigma Malachton, you're buying them and you still have plans to dry them out yet, in such a case, you're Potter for taking off Trumas and Isis. So, that's what we're learning here though, that's what Rabbi Yechon also said, that buying it is not Kevas Lamaisa. Yeah, Hadrin Alecho HaMevi. In other words, listen, that's like Rav and Paskin for the name of Rabbi Yochanan. That even though you buy the fruits, the kol zman is lo nigma malachton, it's not kavas lemaiser, you're allowed to eat from it, and achilas arai is still mutter. Yeah, Hadrin Alecho HaMevi. Zok the Mishnah. Ma'ashilin peiroiz derech haruba b'yomtif. You're allowed to lower down your fruits. Like Rashi says, if you have wheat or barley on top of your roof, that you wanted them to dry out, and now you see it's going to start raining soon, and you don't want the rain to ruin your wheat or barley. So you're allowed to throw down the barley through the aruba, that's the window on top of the roof. In other words, on the roof itself there's a window, so it's not that much tirch involved. You're allowed to lower it down there. But if there's a window coming up, and it's like our normal windows, there's a wall, and you have to pick it up a little bit to throw it through the window, that's too much tirch, that's also to do on Yom Tov. Right? And the Mishnah says, Avolei b'Shabbos. But on Shabbos, even this much tirchah, just letting down the wheat and barley from your roof, is also to do on Shabbos. Vaito mechasen peris bekelim efnei hadlaf. You're allowed to cover up your peris if you have fruits, or else there's barley and wheat on top of your roof, and you see now, or else in your house, and you see now some dirty rainwater is going to fall on top of it. You're allowed to cover it up with kelim to protect it. Mishum mehesed mamen, this tirchah is mutter. The same thing, you have a pitcher, a barrel of wine, or a barrel of shemen, that you're afraid the rainwater, dirty water, will fall into it, you're allowed to cover it up on Yom Tov. If you have dirty rainwater falling into your house, there's a leak there on Shabbos, you're allowed to put a kli, like a pitcher, underneath it, to catch the water, that the water should not ruin your whole house. Even though it's a shalot, b'mevato kli mechonai, we'll see in the Gemara exactly why it's mutter. And we'll see all these cases in the Gemara, what's the halacha. That's the mission, that's the Gemara. Itmar we learned, Rav Yehuda and Rav Nosson, these two, Chatoni Mashilin, one is Gerus now Mishnah, the way we have it, Mashilin, lowering down the terrace through the window of the roof. The Chatoni Mashilin, one says the Gerus in the Mishnah should be Mashilin with a Ches. Now, Amar Mazlutra says that both are right. Man de Toni Mashilin lo Mishtabash, he's not making a mistake. Oman the Tony Mashchilin is also Loy Mishtavish, is also not making a mistake. In other words, both these Lashonis means a Lashon of lowering down. Man the Tony Mashchilin, the one that learns in our Mishnah means Mashchilin, like we have it. Loy Mishtavish is not wrong. The Yosef the Pasuk says, Ki Yisho Zeitcho, that if your alas fall off, Yisho. So you see, Mashchilin means Lashon of falling down. Oman the Tony Mashchilin, the one that says the word you give should be Mashchilin, is also Loy Mishtavish. He's also not making a mistake. This man we learned. Ha Shechoel V'Haksul. These are two different types of mum that apply to an animal that's a bechor. When a bechor has the mum, then your kohen is allowed to eat it. So hashchul v'yaksul. What are these two mumim? Shchul shenishmato yerechai. His yerech, his thigh, fell down. But Rashi says these are both the mumim the Torah says about the surua. That means echud mi'avorav is godo mi'chaveroi. If one of his limbs is bigger than the other one, that's a mum. So here shchul means that the thigh fell down. So again, we see shchul means coming down. Ksul means Shechem Yechaisav Gevoya. One of his thighs are higher up. Mechaverta than its chaver. So it's very good that you see Lashon Shechem means lowering down. Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok. Man de Toni Mashirin Lo Mishtamish. Whoever says the Lashon of Mashirin and our mission is also good. Mashirin also means Lashon of lowering down, bringing down. Or Man de Toni Mashirin. If you go to Mishnah, Mashirin is also Lo Mishtamish. He's also not making a mistake. Mashirin also means lowering down. Now, Oman de Toni Manshirin, a third Lashon, is also Le Mishtamish. All these three words also means lowering down. Mashirin, Mashirin, and Manshirin. Now we say, man the Tony Mashirin, whoever's Goros now Mishnah, not Mashilin. But Mashirin is Lay Mishtabish, not making a mistake. That's Nan, we learned the Mishnah Nozir. Rabbi Yishmael Leimer, Nozir Lo Yichof Roshoi, Vadama. A Nozir, there's a lot of a Nozir can't cut off his hair. So he's not allowed to even wash his hair like wash it with dirt, with Adama. Nifnei Shemashir is Asar, because it pulls off the hair. So Yilashin of Mashir means Lashin of coming off, pulling down, the hair comes off. Now, Oman Datoni Mashirin, whoever's Gerus now Mishnah, the word of Mashirin, is also Le Mishtav, is also not making a mistake. The Tanan we learned, Hashechor Rashi says that's Tar, that's a razor. Al Shem Shemashir is Hashar, Al Moloshin Hashvolu. You're pulling off the hair, Lashin of coming down. So Hashechor a razor, V'hazug, the scissors, shall Svarim of a barber. Alpha Pish and Echlaku, even though they came into two pieces, Timei is still the tummy. In other words, each piece is still fit to be used, therefore it's Mekabel Tumah. Now, Man Datoni Manshirin, the third Lashon of Manshirin, is also Le Mishtabish, you're also not making a mistake. The Tznan we learned, Misha Noshroi Kele B'mayim. If your clothing, Rashi says, Noflu B'mayim, your clothing fell into the water on Shabbos, is Mahalach Bem, you're allowed to still continue walking with wet clothing on Shabbos. You don't have to be afraid. Some people will be marasayin. People will say you washed your clothing on Shabbos. So you see, in Shenoshru, Manshirin also means falling down. In Ami or else, Mehod Etznan. Here that we learn the Mishnah in Peya that says, Ezeu Leket, what's called Leket that the Anim have right to take? Hanoshe Beshas Tzira. The stalks that fall off, Beshas, you're cutting down the stalks, what the one or two that fall down, that's called Leket. Because the Elashon of Hanoshe, Noshru also means falling down. Therefore, the Goros now Mishnah, Manshirin is also okay. They all mean the same thing, that your ladder lowered down Paris from your roof into your house on Yom Tif to stop the water. Al Hefzid Mam in its Mutter, even though it's a Tircha. Since it's not that much Tircha, not that much of a bother, this much bother the Rabbanan will mat if you to do on Yom Tif. Fight. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Mashilin Paris Derech Aruba Be Yom Tif. Your ladder lowered down your fruits from the roof down into your house on Yom Tif. For the Gemara Ad Kama. But how much, how many bundles of wheat, of barley, are you allowed to lower down? Is there any shear to exactly how much tircha you could do? Amarab Zeb, Amarabasi. V'yamilo, Amarabasi, Amarab Yechidin. Ki oise shashninu. Like we learned another Mishnah in Shabbos, we'll learn out from that Mishnah in Shabbos, the same halachas that apply here. It says over there, Mefanin, Arbo, V'chomesh, Kupoy, Shotevin. V'shotfua. If you have a room, that you're storing in the room, in the meantime, a few bundles, kupois, full of straw or full of tfuah, of wheat. Now you want to clean out that room on Shabbos with Meyorchim, because you're getting visitors, guests, so you want them to be able to sleep there, eat there, you want to clean out the room. So you're allowed to clean out four or five bundles of tevin and of tfuah. Or else, umifnei bito beis medrash, you want to give a shiur to learn Torah, and you have no other place to give the shiur to learn Torah, so you're allowed to clean out this room in order to learn there. So we see four or five kupais, that's how much you're allowed to do tircha to clean it out. So Meluhu Adin and Al Mishnah also on Yom Tif, this would be four or five kupas will be mutter to lower down through the roof into your house. So Mara says, no, we can't learn out one halacha from the other, for a few reasons. The Dilma may be Shani Hosa, maybe over there in Shabbat is different. The Ika Bittul Beis Medrash. You want to lower it down in order to make there shouldn't be a Bittul Beis Medrash. Abul Hoch or the Lekul Bittul Beis Medrash. Here we're not talking about stopping learning, it's only you want to save money here, Loi. Maybe in our Mishnah they were not matter so much of a tircha. In Ami also maybe hosam the time of the Abba v'chamish kupas shari mishum Shabbos. Maybe over there by Shabbos that's why they matter four or five bundles. The chamirit because it's very strict Shabbos. For yosla zazula, if we let you do four or five, we're not afraid you come to be mazalz or do more or do other averus. Avo yom tov mashleik in our Mishnah here it's only on yom tov to kill. Yom tov is not so chamal like Shabbos. There's no chiyuv misur on yom tov. It's only alive if you do the melacham. The Yosla Zazul debate, we're afraid maybe you come to be Mazalzl and do things wrong, other things wrong. So maybe we're not even matter four or five. Klalo Klaloi, so about a Klal Klal Zavdavka just means maybe not so much, you can't learn out from that Mishnah Shabbos to our Mishnah on Yom Tov. That's one way to say that on Shabbos is Mutta four or five, but maybe here on Yom Tov is not Mutta so much. Inami, I'll tell you another Svara. Lead this Yisla, let's look at it the other way. Hosa minor time over there by Shabbos. Hosam ayin ataima over there by Shabbos. You know why it's only mutter 4 or 5? To lack a hefsin moment. Because there's no loss of money over there. That's why they only let you take out 4 or 5 bundles. Avol hocho dika hefsin moment. But over here in our Mishnah where you see the rain is coming, and the rain will ruin your wheat and barley, maybe I feel tuvanami,
maybe even a lateral ladder throw down. So therefore, for now, Mishnah can't learn out from over there on Shabbos. Therefore, we're still blind by Sufik and our Mishnah exactly how many kupas are you allowed to lower down on Shabbos from the roof down to your house. All right, so we'll stop here. Mishnah will continue next tape. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding that Lamed Vav. So we're still in the middle of Shailas, that in our Mishnah it says Aloha here, that on Yom Tif, if you have wheat or barley on top of your roof, and you have a window there, you're allowed to throw the barley down the window into the house. If you see rain is coming, you're afraid the rain will ruin your wheat, you're allowed to have this tircha of throwing it down the aruba into your house. Because it's not such a tircha. Now the Gemara had a suffix, how much are you allowed to throw down? 5, 4, 6, how many bundles are you allowed to throw down? So Gemara wanted to bring a raya from the Gemara on Shabbos, and the Gemara said from the Gemara on Shabbos there's no raya to hear. Over there was a special heter because it was L'Sorech Beis HaMedrash, or L'Sorech Orchim, or there were Shabbos, therefore they were matter to Mefanin, Abo V'Chomesh Kupos. But it could be in our Mishnah, then they're not matter so much. So the kids of the Gemara wasn't pushing exactly how much Tircha, how many bundles are allowed to throw down on Yom Tif from your roof into your house. So that was one Shalom we weren't pushing yet.